Second Mashiach Paragraph, Mishnah Gimel, Kwa Beitim Becheskas Tara, Chut Misha Meichui Mashka. All eggs that are being sold, we can assume that they are tahar, they are not the moksha, they are not coming into contact with liquid. With the exception of eggs that are sold by Mochre Mashka, people that also sell liquid, and since they sell liquid along with the egg, after their hands get wet from the liquid, they would touch the eggs. And since eggs have shells on them, they don't have to be concerned about ruining the eggs by touching them with wet hands. An egg that had become wet, even though it's only their shell that had become wet, they are considered moksha, they're not susceptible to become tamei. So therefore, eggs that are bought from Mochre Mashka have to be assumed that they were moksha and had become tamei. V'imhayu mochre nimayim peres yuveshim torus. But if these mochre mashka, who also sold eggs, besides selling eggs and mashka, also sold dried fruit, in such a case, the eggs that they sell can be assumed that they are tar, and since they sell dried fruit, and dried fruit would be ruined if they are touched with wet hands, and they dry their hands before they touch the dried fruit, therefore, since they are used to drying their hands before they touch the fruit, they would also dry their hands before they touch the eggs as well, so therefore, the eggs that they sell, we can assume that they had not been mukshar, they had not come into contact with liquid. All fish that are sold, we can assume that they are tummy, that they had been mukshar and had become tummy. As fish, as soon as they become ocha, as soon as they are considered food, which is after they die, if they have liquid on them, they would be mukshar and be susceptible to become tummy. And since fish, when they are captured, a little bit of water comes up with them. So even after they die, they're in contact with liquid. And therefore, they are immediately moksha. As soon as they die and become food, they become susceptible, become tummy, since they still have liquid on them. So therefore, fish that are sold have to be assumed they are tummy. And since they are immediately moksha, as soon as they die and become food, they become tummy by people who are tummy coming into contact with them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chatichas Iltos, the Daga Mitri Haba Bakupa, the Kuyas, Rabbi Yehuda said pieces of a fish called iltis and a dag hamitri, an Egyptian fish that is bought by the box. These are tiny fish that are bought by the box. And kuyas ha'isbanim, a type of fish that is bought from Spain. These fish are assumed to be tar. When you buy any of these fish, you don't have to assume they are tummy. These fish live a long time after they are taken out of the water. So even though a little bit of water comes up with them, when they are taken out of the water, by the time these fish die, there's no longer any water with them. And therefore, when they die and become food, they are not moksha. They had not come into contact with liquid and would not be susceptible to become tummy. So when you buy these fish, you can assume they are tar, they have not become tummy. Kol hatzir becheskas tuma. All fish brine, when you buy them, you have to assume that they had become tummy. As normally, water would be put into the fish brine, and therefore the fish brine would become moksha, would be susceptible to become tummy since water is put into them. So therefore, when you buy fish brine, you have to assume that they had become moksha and had become tummy. All the above mentioned things, such as eggs and fruit and fish brine. If an amar, somebody who's ignorant about hechel tuma and tar, wants to sell you one of those things and claims it is tar, that had not been moksha, had not come into contact with liquid, the Amaris would be believed, with the exception of a fish. If Amaris wants to sell you a fish and said that had not been moksha, he would not be believed. And the Mishnah explained why the Amaris is believed about things other than fish. Because people tend to be masked these things to an Amaris. People would give those things to an Amaris to watch. And they trusted the Amaris not to be moksha, not to have it come into contact with liquid. So obviously people do trust an Amaris with these things, so therefore an Amaris would be believed to tell you there had not been moksha, with the exception of fish. If people would not be masked fish to an Amaris, they wouldn't trust an Amaris with fish. So an Amaris is not believed to sell you a fish and claim it had not been moksha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Sir tar shenafa lutocho mayim kol shein tamei. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, fish brine that is tar, that had not been moksha yet, that no water had been put into it yet, if even the slightest amount of water falls into it, it would become tamei, it would be moksha, to be makam tuma. Even a small amount of water would be machshir the fish brine. So therefore, the Mishnah said previously, when you buy fish brine, you have to assume it had become tummy as water is put into it, and then people are tummy come into contact with it, causing the fish brine to become tummy. Shiva Mashkinhain. There are seven liquids which, if they come into contact with food, will render the food susceptible to become tummy. hatau, dew, v'amayim, water, v'hayayin, wine, v'ashemen, olive oil, v'adam, and blood, v'chalav, milk, udvas, dvor, honey from bees. Any of these seven liquids that come into contact with food, if the food has already been picked from the ground, the food is now susceptible to become tamei. And it's not just water that renders food susceptible, even though the pasuk said, any food that comes into contact with water would be susceptible to become tummy. Even though the pasuk says water, it's not just water chadal or now, that other liquids also would render food susceptible to become tummy. The pasuk says the whole maska, anything that's considered a maska, a liquid, also renders food susceptible to become tummy. And all these liquids that the Mishnah mentions are considered maska, they are considered a liquid, and therefore, if one of these seven liquids come into contact with food, they would render food susceptible to become tummy. Honey from hornet is tar. It's not makabel tuma. Nor if it comes in contact with food, would it render food susceptible to become tummy. If honey from hornet is not considered a liquid, it just be honey that is considered a liquid, not honey from hornets. But it is mutter b'achila. You are allowed to eat it. And even though it's yotzei min tummy, the honey that comes from hornets comes from a tummy, comes from an insect. There's also ba'achila, not allowed to eat a hornet. So you might think the honey that comes from hornets also is also ba'achila. As we have a rule, kar yotzei min tummy, tummy. Anything that comes from a non-kosher animal, you're not allowed to eat that either. You're not allowed to eat the milk that comes from a non-kosher animal. So you might think you can't eat honey either since it comes from a non-kosher animal. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that you are allowed to eat the honey. And just like you're allowed to eat bee honey, even though the bee is not kosher, and the reason is because it doesn't actually come from the body of the bees. It comes from the pollen that the bee takes in. So therefore, it's mutter b'achila. It's not considered a yotzei min tummy. It's not considered something that comes from a non-kosher animal since it actually comes from the pollen of the flower. So too, the honey that comes from hornets also is not considered a yotzei min tummy. It comes from the pollen that the hornets take.